You, Papers of Blend Podcast, episode 73.
Go rockin' it!
The name real heavy in the street, ride around real heavy with the heat.
Go rockin' it!
Fiend still looking for a treat, so a nigga still in the game deep.
Go rockin' it!
Jamaica's long roll, hit the money fast, cars and hoes. But still, I keep it real up on the street, stay cheetah from my feet up, I repeat.
Go rockin' it!
Turn the heat up. That's that straight drop.
Go rockin' it!
Jim on summer, nigga, the winner's mine. I'm number one and I'm more like the winning kind. Heavy breathing, I'm close to the finish line. With enough blow to make it snow anytime. I'm like the Wizard of Oz. Still mixing them fixes, I'm the Wizard of Jaws. Kitchen so hot, you can see a mirage. And the nigga move like he envisioning bars. You don't think I'm getting kitty, you should see the garage. Engine in the trunk, you should see the galage. Yellow ass stones, you should see the chapard. I pull out the camera phone, you can see a menage. Rockstar, I'm the Beatles, John Lennon. Still moving that white girl like blonde women. Still in the hood, cause my arm's strong in it. Posted up, sipping Rose Dawn in it.
Go rockin' it!
The name real heavy in the street, ride around real heavy with the heat.
Go rockin' it!
We need that money, we release that money. We flip that money, we get that money. We need that money, release that money. We flip that money, we get that money. We need that money, release that money. We flip that money, we get that money. We need that money, release that money. We flip that money,
yo, get that. I'm about to head DS down south. See my man about a quarter rock. You know the crack gon' boil and pop. You know Mac gon' spoil the block. Crush ice, no bait, man, the oil gon' drop. Look, I cook all beef, don't believe in enemies. Bandanas, two hammers like Yosemite. Move out, put tools out, gotta see cash. Put three holes in your scully, make it a ski mask. Speed like Boston, George, BC, most wanted in Philly. Push game across the board with no mamas. Fuck them whores, they call it drama. But the Israeli military tool cause problems. Can take it to the gas, sit you up textile, and take it to the whack. And make your neck smile. I cut you from ear to ear. Need 40 stitches, 40 hit you, make you disappear. Might lift you off the ground when I'm licking off the pound. And I'm rubbing up the grip, clipping off the sound. Extending the magazine, tripping up the rounds. Niggas running through cars and tripping on the ground.
Catch you lunching, I got the Mac right. Push you through the screen in the glass like a crack pipe. Got the gap with the stop, with the flashlight. Ah, don't get shot, just get the cash right.
Ew, that's my son. Any nigga who don't like me, we can hold court in the street and heat won't indict me. My jury is 16, it's furious. If convicted, shit gets twisted. But please won't affect my sentence. Niggas talking, I live it. Niggas thought that I did it till I got right. What's wrong with y'all niggas? They come from the same floor. Fuck all y'all niggas. Step off, shut the door without shitting. Wrist frosty, picture Corey now chilling. You know how I give it up, all y'all can get it. All fear, love of war, the fully I'm spitting. Come make an old head or young punk stop living. Niggas pushing limits, y'all better. I'm feeling the breeze of all middle. You want me to stop tripping? I don't think so. All I do is think though. Real talk, blast your niggas get their face broke.
Yo, I've never heard that Core Mega version before.
Yeah, that's true. But I had that on. It wasn't on that Who Care Mob D mixtape. That shit like it got added on later.
Yeah, I've never heard that version of that song. It's a Core Mega one.
Yeah, that shit was hard.
I know that song. We're gonna
pump
the fuck
with
all that shit.
No, that wasn't on. That was on the Who Kid, the new Mobb Deep mixtape.
No, I know that song on the album though don't got Mega on it.
What, that song?
Yeah, they got I think that's an album cut from this. Nah. That song is on one of Mobb Deep album.
No, nah, that wasn't the album song.
Don't get it twisted.
No, that wasn't on there.
So which album that song was on?
That was on a mixtape. That's America's Nightmare.
Yeah, that's the beat.
No, that's not Flood the Block. That's a totally different beat.
You sure?
Yeah, I might put my pillow on Flood the Block. That's just a totally different beat. Because Flood the Block was my shit too.
Because it be saying, Ayo.
Ayo. Yeah.
That's my
No, Flood the Block, totally different. Hold up. I'ma flood the block with all that shit.
Man, that's the same beat, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. All day, baby. What's up, baby? I'ma flood the block with all that shit. I'ma flood the block with all.
Damn, how you said that shit? Do kind of sound the same.
What beat was you just playing with the Cormac and shit?
Let None Die.
I've never heard that Cormac version. I know that beat, man. That's from that America's Nightmare album.
Yeah. That's, you said that was one of America's Most Wanted?
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
No, I'm about to look that up because I know. Not only I had that on a Who Kid Mobb Deep mixtape, but they didn't have Cormega on there.
See, that's on, but that song is on a Mobb Deep album. I'm trying to figure out which album it is though, because I know that beat. Niggas be in the background, and
hey,
you.
Yeah,
that's my.
Yeah, so I'm trying to think what album was that on? Because I only had that shit on there. I remember, yeah, it's not on America's Nightmare.
No, it's not on America's Nightmare.
What the
it's
fuck?
Not on Blood Money even.
I gotta look this song up because I don't remember. I only had that shit on the album. I mean, on the mixtape. So
what's the name of that song again?
Let Nothing Die. Yeah, when I Google it, that shit pop up. That Who Kid mixtape pop up.
You said it's off Who Kid?
Yeah, the new Mobb Deep mixtape. That's what it's called. The new Mobb Deep.
Okay, that's why. That's why I got that mixtape.
Yeah, that's when I got too. Cormega not on it.
It don't got Cormega on it.
Yeah, he came out in the later version. I think I just heard that show on YouTube. That's when they really put up that. Yeah, I only heard it on YouTube. I ain't never had that show on a mixtape or nothing.
Yeah, the whole CD is Who Kid on it.
Yeah.
04, that was my year, man. I remember that shit.
Hey. Let's see.
Just hit the memory banks. Pause.
Let's see some.
That was right about the time they had got with G Unit.
Yeah. What is this right quick? Yeah.
Cause we got popped up thing on it. Yep.
Motherfucking Yeah, man. The rap wars, man. Heating up. Motherfucking
They said Drake did something else.
Yeah, he dropped another track against Kendrick.
They said it had Tupac on it.
Yeah, he did the you know that niggas he did the Super Trolls. You know niggas said the ghostwriter shit, so he ghost wrote for Tupac and Snoop. Did the AI shit.
Drake?
Yes. He did the AI shit. Like, if you listen to this shit, you can hear Drake's cadence all over the shit. But it's Tupac voice and the Snoop voice.
I don't respect that. Snoop is a writer, man. Leave Snoop out of this.
Yeah, man.
Snoop is a crip.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I be saying, man, these fake gangsters don't be knowing street etiquette, man. You know? You don't insinuate a Crip being involved in no beef with no blood.
Nah, but it ain't. Nah, it ain't. I get why he did it. He did this shit because that's like home idols or whatever. And like,
you know, I know that. I hear what you're saying, but I'm just saying it's stupid motherfuckers in California who use this type of shit to say, yeah, Blood and Crip beef. You know what I'm saying? Because they can say what they want. Kendrick Lamar is a pyro, man. He's from Rosecrans, man. He lived on that street. He might not be all the way affiliated with it, but he's a part of it. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I don't even... I was gonna listen to it, but I was like, I don't know, man.
Like, I didn't really, like, I just skimmed through. I just went straight to Drake verse, but yeah, he's shooting at Kendrick. Kendrick gonna have to respond soon, but yeah, he just did the AI shit on there. He is rapping, you know, like, you could hear his cadence and shit. And, Kanye had did the remix. Well, it's not a remix. He just put a verse on the Like That shit.
Like that? What's that?
The Future Metro and Kendrick shit.
Oh, you ain't got nothing to do with this, man. What the fuck is he inserting himself in this shit again?
Yeah, and he's dissing this Drake and J. Cole.
He acting like niggas ain't hearing him when he said the first time, when the other shit he was talking about. How he washed this and washed that. Don't nobody, Kanye gotta relax, man.
Yeah, he said J. Cole made the pussy dry up.
He said what?
He said J. Cole made the pussy dry up.
You know, Kanye got something about to drop. He got a rollout or something. He just trolling, man.
No, he already got the him and Ty Dolla Sign. They dropped two parts of that shit. I ain't listening to nothing but that first song we had played on an episode a while back. But
well, I watched that live shit they was going. It was pretty. It's pretty tight. The shit. Because Kanye is very creative.
Yeah, he's going to make good music. I ain't gonna, yeah, he's going to always make good
music. It's like, yeah.
No pun intended.
It's not like I'm about to just put that shit on. You know what I mean? Yeah.
But, he probably got some other shit dropping or whatever. But,
I'm not feeling that shit, man. I'm not feeling using AI, man. How you going to diss a motherfucker using somebody else's voice, man? Even though you're trying to troll.
Yeah, that's no, like man. He's using like the ghostwriter shit. So yeah, I mean, you know how that nigga did smack events at his house and shit, man. You know all that shit strategic, man.
I don't give a fuck, man.
Yeah, just like
nigga using AI, man.
Yeah.
Stop the cap, you know.
Said, well, I guess while we wait, some stuff. I forgot the caption said. It said like, I guess while we wait, some shit. He dropped that shit. That shit called Taylor Made Freestyle, and the shit he was spinning was hard though. I didn't really like the AI shit. I skipped over it. And but the most talk right now is Chris Brown shit.
Yeah, man. I didn't know this was going to escalate like this.
Yeah, I didn't know he was going to respond at that.
I thought that shit was going to get left in the dust of the whole Kendrick Drake shit. I thought it was going to get, like, you know, overshadowed by that. But, man, Breezy coming out spitting fucking bars.
Yo, he came out. That's another thing. Niggas like, oh, shit. I'm like, yo, that nigga hosted a smack event at his house as well.
Yes, he did. And he's the real thug. He's not a punk. Like, they get that R&B shit, they need to stop just because he sing.
Yeah, you hold on.
Bro, you know what I just seen, though?
Hmm?
These motherfuckers put breakdancing in the Olympics.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I swear to God, they were talking about shit a couple years ago, yo. I swear.
It's in the Olympics, bro, and I'm disappointed. Stuff like that.
Hold on, hold that thought. We're going to get back to that. Let me, because I don't want to drift off on it, because they added a whole bunch of events to that shit that was just crazy. I swear, I'm going to look it up while you play this shit.
Come on, bro.
Oh, this the it's called The Weakest Link. No, that cover is insane. Yeah, all right, hold up.
Now we can settle this like you got some
plans,
so we can get into some
gangster
shit.
Hey, Chris, I don't want no issues, bro. I don't want no smoke. I don't want fights. I don't want to do nothing, bro. Like, please.
Yeah.
More smoke,
me. Who wants smoke with me?
Who wanna smoke with me? Who wanna smoke with C? Who wanna smoke with me? Okay, let's get down to the facts. Pussy, I'm dripping red. Don't let this R&B shit fool you niggas get ripped to shreds. Quavo talking like he a thug, nigga, you a bitch with dread. You can't wait to see the day that you back up.
Hold up. That nigga said, hold up, let me bring that back to the top, man. You came out thugging off top, man.
So I'm saying, he don't care, bro.
Yeah. You came out thugging off top, man. Hold up.
I smoke a seat. Who wants smoke with me? Okay, let's get down to the facts. Pussy, I'm dripping red. Don't let this R&B shit fool you niggas get ripped to shreds. Quavo talking like he a thug, nigga, you a bitch with dread. Can't wait to see the day that you back up all of that shit you said. What's all that bullshit you talking? You ain't no huncho, nigga. You the weakest link out of your clique. Let's keep it a hundo, nigga. You fuck my ex hoe, that's cool. I don't give no fuck, little nigga. Cause I fucked your ex when you was still with a bitch. I'm up, little nigga.
Oh,
they
shit.
Say revenge is sweet. Now think about that shit. Don't let that line go over your head. I might just sing about that shit. I had a feeling about that dick. There's something sweet about that shit. I got some tea about that bitch, but I ain't gonna speak about that shit. I ain't playing chess with a checker player. I'm a ticking bomb on a detonator. I shit on niggas, I'm a defecator. I put amigo on a ventilator. Stop talking about beating girls. You was beating bitches on the elevator. We seen the taste, that's devastating. You doing bad, you a bitch in your music trash. Fashion week, they set me next to your lame ass. I was truly mad. All I kept thinking about was breaking your face, but I gave you a pass. You lucky I ain't wanna fuck the money up, boy. I would've broke you in half. Quit trying to be tough, you ain't like that. Why you keep showing off? Quit talking about drugs, you the only pack that I've been smoking on. I just hit my plug, come and come back. I'ma need more than one. Your last album was a weed trade, just some bullshit that we roll up on. You know what's on, put you to bed. Night, night, that's Sudafed. Show me that I'm tender, bitch. Trying to prove what you just said. R.I.P. take off, he the only real one that got true respect. Crazy how when he died, everybody really wished it was you instead.
Oh, shit.
You tripping, Chris, don't say that, don't lose your head. Damn. You done turned a big bad wolf on these fuck niggas, never knew revenge. This what happens when a fuck nigga push a real nigga out to the edge. This what happens when a dumb nigga get fame and it get to his head. You gon' kiss this ring, nigga, big fuck you from my middle finger, I tattoo my trigger finger. Bring real beat to your dinner table. My mental state ain't never stable. I know this shit gon' sting, nigga. I ran your ass through the ringer, nigga. You just got body by a singing, nigga. Bitch.
Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with C? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants?
Yeah.
Oh, he's not playing.
Damn, he said, "Time on me being bitch." We saw you being the bitch on the elevator, man. I forgot all about that shit.
He ain't beat that bitch up on the elevator. He just took his shit.
No, he beat her up, man.
Bro, we did not punch that, bro. He did not punch
her. No, he did smack her. He's smacked on him.
Nah, man, I ain't see no smack. I seen him taking his shit, pushing her ass on the ground or some shit. Or he snatched her shit and she fell. I ain't see no slap. Cause his ass would've got cooked.
They was on fire. They ain't care. Just like they ain't care. Like call that black got an R charge and bitches like, oh, call that black look good. Shit, like this shit be crazy.
Yeah, but they don't fuck with him like that.
No, them bitches fuck with him.
Man, you know the bitches fuck with him. Them type of niggas anyway. I'm just saying, I'm talking about mainstream wise.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't no way Quavo would have smacked no grown tape and they not cook them. Ain't no way. Girl tried to steal his stuff, man.
Yeah, man. But Chris Brown, Quavo, Quavo can't rap with that. That's crazy saying that because Chris Brown is an R&B singer.
Chris, I don't know why people think because Chris Brown be singing that he's some type of punk. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know, but that nigga came through straight bars right there. Yeah, that's crazy. Yo, he cooked home, bro. He cooked him. He cooked that. That was the response to the with those between those two songs. Chris Brown up 1-0.
Quavo better say something, man. He better not talk about no money.
He posted a response. It just, I guess, I mean, I hope he come out. He came out with a song fast for the little rope-a-dope Chris Brown put out there. He responded with a whole song to that shit, so we'll see. He just posted a little a picture of Young Thug making a Yeah Right face or whatever, but I want to hear a song.
Yeah, man. Stop the memes and get in the booth.
Yeah. Oh shit! Another thing I did. I don't know if it was. I should have clicked on it. I don't know if it was official or not. But it was like, no, it wasn't official because Kendrick Lamar had no shows, no time. So, but speaking of Kendrick Lamar, I mean, no shows recently out here. But speaking of Kendrick Lamar, they showed a video of home in New York doing pull-ups. I'm like, yo, this nigga doing everything but being in the studio. That should be funny as hell, yo.
Who is this?
Kendrick Lamar.
I mean
yeah, you know.
Don't know his studio process, so.
Yeah, I know. He one of them, you know, Marcy niggas.
Yeah, they said Eminem going to studio from 9 to 5, like a real job. He don't work after, he only do 8 hours a day if he is in the studio.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what Kendrick doing with his time. That's just a picture.
Nah, yeah, it was a little video he did with pull-ups, but like, fuck it.
He probably not even bothered, man.
Yeah, but that shit was just funny though.
He was in the park.
Nah, it was like it was on a street.
You doing pull-ups on a street light? I mean,
what's some shit like. I forgot the fucking name. You know how like, they be working on the building and shit outside the building?
Scaffold.
Yeah, the scaffold. That's what the scaffold. Yeah, it was him and some other dude, I guess another New Yorker that was doing pull-ups and shit. He used to do that shit. Like, he ain't really worried. He wasn't worried. I don't know. I'm just here for all the rap beef, man. Period.
Yeah, I just want to hear bars.
Man. Yeah, man.
I don't care about none of
I'm
the
here for all the rap beef, man.
But I'm not feeling no AI Pac, man. Let that man be, man. You know, I'm not feeling that. I'm not feeling no AI Snoop. I'm not feeling that. This shit ain't got nothing to do with rap, man.
Oh, this is Snoop's response.
They did what? When? How? Are you sure? Y'all have a good night. And to all.
he just can't make it face this shit. But, you know.
He probably perplexes the why the nigga did it too.
Like, yeah, that's what he was looking like. They did what? Are you sure? So, you know, Snoop might respond and he might respond. Nah, I don't know. I mean, like rap, but you know, like he might respond to it, like really. Like,
that's not gangster, man. These new age rappers with these antics, what are you using other people's voice for? That's my problem. That's like plagiarism. Like using another man's voice, another man's name to amp up a rap beef. Why are you, yo? That's no.
Yeah,
you claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife. Bad Boys is doing that with that nigga Pop. When he was missing, he said everybody's name.
Yeah.
Fuck Mobb Deep. Fuck Biggie. Fuck Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was saying all
shit.
That, man.
He didn't use nobody. Yeah, the shit that had me die. Oh, said Chino XL, fuck you too. I said, yeah, Chino XL caught a string.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and then there's a whole part that they bleeped out that to this day, though, I don't know what it was. He started going on a tangent. They bleeped it out.
Yeah.
And then they came back on talking about, y'all motherfuckers can't see us or be us. Look, if they bleeped out something. I want to know what was bleeped out.
Yeah.
But anyway, like I said, when these new niggas, when they battling, you know, they using everything but the, you know, I mean, Drake is spitting, but I mean, this move was not a good look. It's not.
I said, well, he fuck, I smash, he said, smash some shit, and hell, Ice T's girl.
He said, what the fuck, I thought I conquered the world, crush Mo D, Hammer, and Ice T's girl.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, like, saying, dang, he not playing? Not playing, when I see you, it's whatever, 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 you know? 50, when he beef, he say motherfucker's name.
50 responded to it, too.
Man, 50 can't rap no more, man.
He's not rapping, though. I'm not saying that. He didn't rap. He said, like, oh, let me pull it up. He was like, hold on, I gotta pull it up. Okay. He was like this leader nigga. I see this movie before. Hold on.
Huh?
Hold on, he saw that. I gotta pull up the actual quote. I didn't save it. They said Kendrick this is ready, but I'm just shit, so put that shit out.
Who is they?
The industry.
Everybody is an insider. What the fucking insider information, man?
Yeah.
Stop the cap.
Oh, this is what he said. He said, okay, my professional expert opinion on this matter, leave this man alone. I've seen this movie before. It will not end well. You disagree? Drake. He said, you disagree, okay, then where's your shit at, boy?
I don't know, man. This is not Meek Mill we talking about. You know? Kendrick could rap. The reason why Drake got an advantage is he can make diss records into hit records. It could be the same thing.
Kendrick too. That like that shit with number one. That shit number one right now.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But that's not his song, though.
Yeah, yeah, true.
It's just his verse. Drake put out Back to Back, and what's the other one? Duppy, whatever.
Yeah,
he put out
Duppy Freestyle.
That shit was like a number one record.
That shit was a
number
one record. That shit was playing in the clubs and shit.
That's what I'm saying, man. Niggas was playing that shit in the club, man. Talk about some Back to Back. And it was a diss record. Usually diss records don't get no play in the club.
At all.
On mixtapes, dog. I mean, they play Ether in the club. They drop Flex Drop. They drop Hella Bombs on Ether. But that was different.
Yeah.
It didn't climb the charts. So, yeah.
Yeah, let's see, Chris Brown. Let me start this one. There we go.
Illuminati. Dawn's rise again. You can see it in my eyes again. Kendrick, we need ya, the West Coast savior. Engraving your name in some hip hop history. If you deal with this viciously, you seem a little nervous about all the publicity. For this Canadian light skin dot. We need to know the baby West Coast victory, man. Call him a bitch for me.
Talk
about
this,
it like
bro.
A young girl. That's a kid for me. Heard it on the butter pop.
Right? I'm right.
Not the game plan of how to lose. Only B.O.G. never fucking shitting on you niggas from a whole the truth. I'm definitely about to come. He never fucking doubted you. But right now, it seems like you posted up without a clue. What the fuck?
Come around the land, gang, and let my that's the truth.
That shit sound like I'm definitely Nipsey about to Hussle. Come around the land. That shit sound like Nipsey Hussle. What the fuck is going on? Why the fuck did he do that?
I have no idea, man.
Yeah, I'm not feeling that, bro. I don't even want to hear his verse, man.
I'm just playing his verse since we already here. Let's skip through all that shit. Hold on.
Super edited, super engineered.
That's the truth. I'm definitely about to come around the land gang and let my fucking bow move. Shitting on you niggas from a whole different altitude. High up in the sky like I'm Howard Hughes. The first one really only took me an hour or two. The next one is really about to bring out the coward in you. But now we gotta wait a fucking week, cause Taylor Swift is your new top. And if you about to drop, she gotta approve. This girl really about to make you act like you not in a feud. She tailor made your schedule with Ant, you out of the loop. Hate all you corporate industry puppets, I'm not in the mood. I love it when you niggas talk loose like I'm not in the room. Since like that, your tone changed a little, you not as enthused. How are you not in the booth? It feel like you kinda removed. You tryna let this shit die down, nah. Not this time, nigga, you following through. I guess you need another week to figure out how to improve. What the fuck is taking so long? We waiting on you. The rest of y'all are definitely involved, y'all getting it too. Soon as you get the courage to drop, I'm out on the loose. On the loose.
How's that?
That shit was mediocre, dog. That shit wasn't even like that. He was better off just staying with the first verse, the first shit he put out. That shit sound like some regular ass Drake shit. I ain't even trying to be biased. That shit didn't move me at all. Pause.
I just, the West Nation shit fucked me up, man. The AI shit.
Yeah, that Pac shit just was like, what the fuck? Like, no, not feeling it, dog. And anybody who's feeling that is a goofy, man. It's goofy as fuck, man. That song is trash, bro. I'm gonna keep it a buck. He said everything he said in the first fucking record.
Mm-hmm.
Making jokes and shit.
Taylor, new top. That's crazy.
Yeah, man, the first shit he did was very noteworthy, man. It was the energy, the cadence, the beats. Like, you could tell he was emotionally involved, you know. This shit here, I don't want to hear that shit, man. I don't hear nothing, man. Especially no fucking AI.
Yeah, because they had a Kendrick Lamar song out there, but they said it was AI. I'm like, oh, come on.
Yeah, some nerd went in the booth and tried to get his clout up. And use Kendrick Lamar AI voice, and then they were swearing that was Kendrick.
Yeah, niggas is raving over that too. That's why I hate niggas, man.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. Yo, these people ramping and raving ain't listening to the record. Mm. They're not listening to it with an ear for hip hop. They ain't doing it. They listen for one bar that they can remember so they could tweet about it. That's it. This record is not one bar, it's the whole record. Or the whole verse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Is there any more of that for rap? Nah, I think we covered most of the rap beef for now. And Rick Ross keep shooting. I don't know. Rick Ross got into it with the dude 1090 Jake. What happened?
Yeah, 1090 Jake be exposing rats and shit.
Yeah, because Rick Ross said he only did the CEO shit for a couple months, and I guess 1090 Jake had documents like he was a CEO for like a couple years or some shit like that. I don't know.
My thing is this. If Rick Ross should have just owned up to the shit from the beginning. Motherfucker, you had a job. So what? Okay. A corrections officer is not police. It's police in jail. But I know some corrections officers or heard of corrections officers who smuggle phones, who smuggle work, who smuggle bitches to jail. They still criminals too. Like that whole persona, he should have just owned up to it. But I guess he just didn't want to at that time. Mm-hmm. That's why that's going to forever be a blemish on his record, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She would just say, yeah, I was a CEO. I needed a job at that time. Who knows? He could have started selling bricks once he wasn't a CEO no more. Who knows? But we know. He stole a man's whole lifestyle and made money from it.
Yeah.
Just you know, like Rick Ross, the real Rick Ross is a motherfucker from California.
All right, let's see what this is. Oh, no, no. It's
why you think he apologized?
What was it? Oh, yeah, hold on.
Your record, man?
Yeah, I was working on my soul, bro.
Jay-Z's Feeling It was originally your record, man?
Yeah, I was working on my soul, bro. I wrote Feeling It, you know, the hook and my verse. Dame, he lived in the next building beside mine. So I ran to his crib. Mm-hmm. Jay-Z was there. I played the record like, yeah, I got my first joint. I played it for him. Jay heard it. He's like, nah, you got to give me that record, bro. They were like, you know what? All right, nigga, whatever. So I gave him the record. And he said, yo, I'm going to use your hook and I'm going to rap the same flow you rap.
Hit him up! To reach the top like Don Perry on bubbles, rotate and relocate to another state. To Donald Crystal place in glass is my destined fate. We make
that's, DJ Ski. Well, not DJ Ski, Ski Beats. My bad, Ski Beats.
Yeah, he made the Feeling It beat.
Yeah, he had a song on it. He had a, that's his playing right there. Like, he had a whole song on it, but they said, Dame heard it and Hov heard it. And like, oh, no, I need that. He said, I'm going to keep the hook. I'm going to keep the hook in the same rhyme cadence. That was hard.
Yeah, that's exactly. He made a rap record. It ain't like he can't rap, but he said, yo, this is going to work for me commercially, which is no problem. That's why I like Jay-Z is because he knew rap was business. This shit ain't about how much skills you got, nigga. It's how can you sell records? And he proved the niggas is about selling records. But 8 summers he did it.
Lot rap for 8 summers.
Yeah, it's business, bro. I know some hot rappers ain't never sold one record.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, shit is business, man. Rap is business. Hip hop is culture. Two different things.
Mm-hmm.
But this is some shit a nigga said 20 years later, another edition. Mm-hmm.
I forgot to check it out for the shit nigga said 20 years later.
Yeah, man. Why you saying that shit now, nigga? Like, come on, bro.
Then you playing anything, like, come on, man.
Yeah, like, you been holding this shit. Yo. Motherfucker, been holding this shit for 30 years. Talk about, yeah, that's my record. No, it ain't. Jay-Z made a separate record with your beat.
Hey.
Dude, if it was your record, that means you wrote them words he said in them 16s, and you didn't do that. Writing a hook, maybe. But nah, cause he didn't say the words. It was the whoever was singing was on the hook.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I heard Feeling It, man.
That shit was hard.
Yeah, I didn't hear Jay-Z's first album till like probably the year 2000.
Mm.
When that motherfucker that LimeWire shit was going on, mm-hmm. Napster, the motherfucker was burning all them CDs. That's the first time I heard that shit, man. The first time I heard Nas Illmatic was like 99, 2000, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought Aaron's Written was his first album, man. I remember that tape coming out with the Ron Devine truck. You know, I remember that tape coming out, but I didn't know what Illmatic was till like 2000. I was like, what, 15, 14, 15 years old?
Mm-hmm.
I listened to both of them albums for like 6 months straight. Every day for 6 months.
Let's go to sports right quick. The dude, I know we spoke about the dude. What's his name? Jonte Porter. He's the brother of Michael Porter Jr. And He says Jonte Porter has received a lifetime ban from the NBA for violating league's gaming rules.
Oh, I heard about this idiot.
Yeah, NBA announces investigations found Porter disclosed confidential information to sports bettors, limiting his own participation in one or more games for betting purposes and betting on NBA games. From January to March, Porter placed 13 bets on NBA games using associates' accounts. Most damning for Porter and the NBA itself, he bet the Raptors to lose.
They said this motherfucker was coming out of the game like, yo, I'm sick.
Yeah.
Just so he can make the spread.
Yeah,
for playing under 4 minutes.
Yo, this nigga is crazy, yo.
Yo, and you know only, it's real when Stephen A. Smith is talking about it, bro.
He only made 20K, yo.
That's what I'm saying.
Yo.
Oh, this motherfucker was so down bad. He needed that dub, man. That's crazy, yo.
Nah,
this
the nigga
salary was like $1 million, yeah, and he needed that extra dub.
Nah, you're done. You're done here.
Yo, this dude is the ultimate slime, bro. He is slime.
Yo,
bro.
That shit say, yeah. Yo, that shit was crazy. And he was breaking down how he was, like, all the bets he made.
That's what I'm saying. This nigga, yo, they said he said he was using the game for about 3 minutes and some change and said he was sick so he could beat
made the parlay. Yeah.
4 minutes for the whole game, my son.
Terrible.
Yo, that's real. Yo, that's that shit you were saying, like, nasty work. That's some real nasty work, yo. You did that shit to your own team, bro. That's some nasty, nasty business, God. For 20K.
Just for 20K, dog. Damn, son, you got banned for 20K. That's crazy.
Yo, this motherfucker might as well just turn into a bookie, man.
Yeah, you might as well. You can't. Yeah, you can go somewhere and average 40 points. You ain't gonna never make it back to the NBA. Yeah, that's crazy.
He not going nowhere. Ain't no league gonna pick him up. His rim, his shit blemished, dog. What you talking about?
Yeah. Now you gonna play somewhere?
Nah, he not.
Yes,
the NBA gonna make sure he suffer.
Oh yeah, you're right.
The NBA and all the affiliates and shit around the world, they're gonna be like, you do business with him, you can't send none of your people to us. But damn, one thing I did read when I seen that shit was they need to start investigating these refs.
Mm-hmm.
Cause these refs be calling some wild shit, man. Mm-hmm. Like that NCAA game, what game was UConn versus Caitlin Clark?
Yeah.
They called that fucking foul when there was like 4 seconds left.
Yeah.
That's some shit that need to be investigated right there, dog. Motherfuckers wanted to make the spread so bad they called that bogus foul, yo. That's crazy, bro. But yo, he did that shit for 20K. This motherfucker's salary was $1 million, dog.
Yeah.
This nigga game check was bigger than the spread that he beat for 20K. This nigga game check probably was for like 100,000.
Yeah, something.
This nigga needed that dub, man.
Yeah. Speaking of nasty work.
Yeah, but hold on. Ain't his brother like a major player in the NBA?
Yeah, play for the Nuggets, Michael Porter Jr.
That's what I'm saying. His brother got a big contract though, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. He ain't got to do all that, man, if he needed the money, dog. Come on, bro. Your brother got $200-300 million. What the fuck?
These niggas weird, man. Oh yeah. Speaking of nasty work, former Detroit Pistons guard Will Bynum gets 18 months in prison for insurance fraud.
Will Bynum, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, he played for the Pistons years ago.
Oh, wow.
It was a lot of episodes ago I had covered it with the like ex NBA niggas did the scam
all them
shit.
Dudes, yeah. Big baby, all them motherfuckers.
Yeah.
They gave him 18 years?
18 months.
In the feds?
It didn't say where, it said 18 months in prison.
Man, that's what it is, man. These dudes, I don't understand that either. These dudes are out of facilities with top of the line healthcare. Why the fuck do they need to scam them?
I don't know. These niggas.
Y'all dudes in the NBA, y'all got doctors on y'all for everything. You could live at the damn arena if you want to. Come on, bro.
Shit, Chad Johnson did that shit. That nigga lived at the stadium.
He did?
Yeah.
I'm saying, they keep talking about he broke.
Nah, that nigga is a cheapskate.
Exactly. That nigga frugal.
Oh, yeah. This is all nasty work for sports. More nasty work. The University of Michigan will serve a 3-year probation, pay a fine, and face recruitment restrictions after coming to an agreement with the NCAA's enforcement staff.
Say that again?
The University of Michigan will serve a 3-year probation, pay a fine, and face recruiting restrictions after coming to an agreement with the NCAA's enforcement staff.
What the fuck they was doing?
Cheating.
The basketball team or football. Just the whole college in general?
No, the football. The football team.
Didn't they just win the fucking title?
Yeah, they just won. That's why Harbaugh got the fuck out of there.
Oh, wow.
Remember he got suspended? Remember he was suspended for a couple games this past season?
Oh, they gave him a soft landing.
Hmm.
They gave him a soft landing, bro. Balls, because this story been in the mix and they just now let it out. Mm. Now that he done signed a new deal and got some money and all that shit. That's why he said what he said about not giving a fuck about something.
Yeah, they got the black coach there. Now them niggas they can't do nothing. You can't go to no bowl games or nothing.
Nah, but what I'm saying is this motherfucker quit soon as they won the chip.
Oh yeah.
And then saying some shit like he don't give a fuck about something at Michigan, basically saying he didn't give a fuck because he got the new deal. But the school knew he was dirty, and they let him go get a new deal, even though the deal don't stop. It's just they could have put that out beforehand.
Yeah.
You know how, like, real journalism is. Like, when they find some shit, they put it out, it'd be a breaking story. Nah, this shit come out 8 months after this nigga is an NFL coach. They gave him a soft landing, bro. Now the school kids in the future got to suffer because of what he did.
Yeah, for 3 years.
His cronies.
Yeah, for 3 years.
And so now nobody's going to go to Michigan to play no football, man, and they not going to be seen on the biggest stage after winning the chip.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. That's going to fuck up their recruiting and their money. How the fuck does he not get him? How the fuck does he not? Well, because he not a college coach no more.
Yeah, when he was, he did get suspended for a couple games, though, but still.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah.
Still, why don't they strip his title like they stripped the title from him? You feel me?
Yeah.
The Fab Five niggas took $1,500 to get some food. They stripped all they shit. Reggie Bush took what? Couple thousand, maybe no less than 20,000-30,000 because he was broke. They took his Heisman, bro.
Yeah.
And vacated the whole season and shit. Like, come on, bro. You know what I'm saying? This is why I said they gave him a soft landing.
Yeah.
Fuck you negotiate. How the fuck do you negotiate with them after you break the rules? Like, come on, dog. I mean, you snitched.
They gave it up. I ain't gonna snitch nobody in Harlem.
Yeah. Got immunity and just started with rag. Because Reggie Bush took some money because he was broke. The Fab Five took money because they was broke.
Yeah.
They vacated them niggas shit. And a whole bunch of other guys, you know, not just black kids, white kids too. They just done got vacated for taking money under the table because they was broke. But anyway.
Close out sports. I want to say my bad. Yeah, my fault. The motherfucking Victor Wembanyama, bruh. Cause I ain't think this nigga was gonna. I ain't think he was gonna be shit. But his rookie season, after 71 games he played, his averages is 21 points a game, 10 boards, 4 assists, 3.5 blocks, and a steal. And he played less than 30 minutes a game, yo.
Damn, every game?
Say, yep, played less than 30 minutes. A couple games he played over, but the total average, his average minutes was 29.7 in 71 games.
Damn.
And that's a monster fucking, that's a monster stat line,
that's
bro.
That's a crazy output. Ain't it all? He did. He's basically scoring a point a minute.
Yeah, almost just about. Yeah, he averaged 3.5 blocks. He led the league in blocks. He had more blocks this season than Rudy Gobert had in the past 2 seasons combined. Yo. Rudy Gobert is the reigning defensive player of the year. That's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. So he should be getting defensive player of the year too then.
And rookie of the year. Yeah, sure.
That's what I'm saying. Both. He should be getting both.
He should, yeah. He should definitely get defensive player of the year. 3.5 blocks.
I never watched him play.
No, Holmes, he's a unicorn, man.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. He's doing that against everybody.
Everybody.
He did over 71 games.
Yes. Yeah, 71 games, less than 30 minutes a game. Average a double-double.
But the caveat of this is what you said. They basing the game on this Euro shit.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga wouldn't have been able to do that shit against no Anthony Mason.
When niggas are hand-checking shit. When niggas hand-checking shit like that, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Rick Mahorn, Lambert, sure. He wouldn't have been doing that. His ass would have been on the bench,
hurt. Yeah, especially on home frail. It's like 7'4", like a deuce. He like a that's deuce.
Imagine this motherfucker playing against Shaq, bro.
Oh, nah.
Elijah won. Shit. Ben Wallace. Kevin Garnett. No, no. The league is soft, bro. Dirk Nowitzki would have been washing this motherfucker. Up and down the court. Euro style basketball, dog. It's soft. This nigga be bringing the ball up like a point guard.
Yeah, that's how that should be, man. Oh, that shit. That wasn't the last one. The last sports thing was the I guess tonight is the Devin Haney versus Ryan Garcia shit. I don't know if you've been keeping up with the
I forgot to bet on that shit. I should have bet, man. I should have bet 50 on Ryan.
I don't know. This home been bugging out, man.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is, man.
No, I'm not talking about the fight. I'm just talking about home and the with
he would trick me that shit.
Yeah, the rollout leading towards the fight.
Yeah, fool's been tripping that shit. If you bet 50 on this motherfucker, the payout is 375, bro. So if you bet a buck, you getting you bet a buck and win, you getting 750. So it was I'm a type of motherfucker. I bet on both. I don't give a fuck. I bet 50 on the other dude, 50 on the other guy. I'm fighting. You know what I'm saying? Right. I'm gonna win something. I don't got no dog in this fight, no way. I don't give a fuck. But it's because the spread is crazy on that shit. Balls, like $100, you win $750. Like in boxing, anybody could get knocked out. It don't matter how good you are, you can get a hit and be done. Right. So I was like, man, I should have bet. I was gonna bet it through my boy, but I was like, I forgot. That buck to a $750, dog, that's like half the rent. Fuck that shit. $750, that should get me a couple flights around the country, man.
Yeah.
Sneakers and shit.
What's this?
I don't know who gonna win that. They said they done fought 6 times and it was 3 apiece.
Oh, word. I don't know.
Yeah, they done fought each other 3 times as amateurs and they split it down the middle. Three wins apiece.
Yeah,
they said that kid Ryan on that cocaine, man. He motherfucker had to pay Haney $1.5 million because he was overweight. He was 3 pounds overweight.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. At the weigh-in, this nigga drinking beer at the weigh-in, yo.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I don't know what's going on,
with it,
bro.
Yo, boy, wildin', man. Then he said, yo, then this is some shit he said. He posted a tweet. He said, Devin touched me. I identify as a female. I identify as LMNOP. And some shit, some wild shit, yo. He just started, it's some wild. Like, yo, what's wrong with this dude, yo?
I'm not speaking on the community.
I'm just saying the shit he wrote. He said, I identify as a female. Like, all right, this nigga wildin'.
Yeah, that's nasty work, bro.
He's wildin'.
I don't know what be going on with these people, man. They got to stop doing that shit, man. People just identifying as whatever they want. Like Rachel Dolezal, like, I'm identifying as black. No black blood. She just got a good weave and a tanning salon. Like a president of NAACP, and nobody thought to check her background.
Yeah.
Then she changed her name again to some real African shit.
No, it's just still the same.
Nah, her name was Rachel Dolezal, then she changed it because of the heat. She moved to like Georgia or some shit and changed her name, God. I'm telling you.
Hold that fast real quick.
A real scammer. She scammed a whole identity and race.
Yeah.
She changed her name to like some real African shit. Got a good weave and some tannins and some tanning salon and then changed her fucking name. They got Terminator on TV and told me, I'm definitely not white. Insane, bro, man.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Terminator is the prequels to the beginning of The Matrix. Sarah Connor is actually Neo's mother. So JC, John Connor's Jesus Christ, grows up to be Neo, one and the same in The Matrix. The Matrix is in the future. The Terminator is the past. It's time travel, past, present, and future time travel. It's the second coming of the Christ, the evolutions of consciousness, man versus the machine. So the machines, the Terminator machines, hear that a child is going to be born that's going to terminate them in the future when they oppress man. Because see, it's a man versus the machine. It's God's children versus man's children, which was technology.
What's this? Real the creator talking this?
Huh?
Who's saying that? The woman who wrote the movies? Yeah. They stole it from her?
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's supposed to be suing them because they stole her energy. That's fucked up, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yo, but that Rachel Dolezal chick changed her name to Nietzsche Diallo. I told you, son. She out here super scamming the people, dog. Nietzsche Diallo.
Yeah, she a sicko, man.
Yeah, man. She wild and crazy, bro. She got the good weave and a tanning bed and changed her name. Yo, this Olympic shit with the breakdancing.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Yeah, everybody. Hold up. Yeah, hold up. All right. They got the, what's the, it's in Paris, right?
I don't know. I just seen that they got that shit.
You
motherfuckers
breakdancing
in the Olympics.
Where that shit at? Yo, hold on. Okay. The 2024 Olympics are coming to Paris this summer, and there's a growing excitement for the four new events that will join the games in France. These events are youth-focused in hopes to expand the games' audiences and look to incorporate the modern athlete being equally artistic while competing against the best athletes in the world. The four new sports are skateboarding, surfing, breaking, and sports climbing. All right. Breaking. The only one of the four new sports, also known as breakdancing, this event is not new to high-level international competition, but has gotten traction as a sport recently. A sport.
Olympics?
Yes, they turned breaking into a sport.
Yeah, bro.
It said, France is a perfect country for this event to debut it, as it's grown in popularity exponentially and is home, fucking ass popping up, and is home to the top competitions and this, yo, my bad, this fucking ass keep popping on this dumbass screen, yeah. Breaking originated in the United States during the 1980s and is a part of the hip-hop culture. Yeah.
That shit didn't start in the 80s. That shit started in the 70s, bro. Motherfuckers was breakdancing to that Planet Rock shit. That's the early 80s.
Hold up.
They just co-opted this shit and turned it into a sport.
Yeah, nasty work, man. Hold up. This event is a combination of athletic abilities and artistic expression, like certain gymnastic events. The participants, known as B-boys and B-girls, will perform a set along with a DJ in the front of a panel of judges. The athletes will be judged on creativity, personality, personality, technique, variety, performatives, and musicality and music.
Yo, I want to know who the judges is, man.
Me too. But here go the names for the U.S. For the U.S., names like Jeffrey Mike, a.k.a. B-Boy Jeffro, and Victor Montalvo. B-Boy Jeffro. And Jeffro, not like it's Jeffro. Yo. This shit is wild. Victor Montalvo, a.k.a. B-Boy Victor, are the top hopes for the B-Boys. While for the B-Girls, Logan Idra, a.k.a. B-Girl Lot Logistics, hopes to be one of the 32 dancers that will compete in Paris. Yo, this shit is crazy.
Yo, nobody from the culture is in that shit, bro.
At all.
Jeffrey, I don't care what anybody says, man. They said where it came from, and then yo, this is... And no one's... Yo, there's no outrage behind this shit because hip-hop is so mainstream. And I get that they still be having, like, tournaments. I don't understand how somebody like Crazy Legs is not a judge, bro. Like, yeah, his name is the most... His name is one of the biggest names synonymous with breakdancing, you know, from the 80s till now, because he's old as shit. Like, he's 50, 60-something. He's not a young dude, but this shit is insane, bro.
Yeah, they don't show the judges. They just say they got judges, but they don't show the
names. They got judges, but they ain't gonna tell you who. Yo, I'm perplexed by this shit for real. Like, they said it's from hip hop, but you know, break dancing is not something that people like. It's not something for you to judge. You know, like. I don't know, man. This is crazy. I mean, it's big for the culture, can I say? But it ain't big for the culture. Because it's not for the culture, man.
It's not. That shit is an Olympic sport.
It's an Olympic sport, dog, where yo, nobody from the culture is gonna benefit from this shit, man. Shit is insane, dog. Now, breakdancing is a worldwide phenomenon, though. I'm gonna keep that a buck. When you hip hop, everybody wants to be a breakdancer. They can't rap. Well, nowadays everybody can rap, but back then everybody couldn't rap. So motherfuckers breakdance and shit. And the way these fools be popping and locking, they don't lock clean enough. They don't even lock right. They should be loose in the motherfucker paws. They ain't locking. You know, it's like choreographed and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you can't lock, you ain't up. Because it's not called breakdancing. It's called pop locking. You know, they used to call those people lockers. You know? Turbo and Ozone and them niggas lockers. You know? It's crazy, son. The whole Olympics gonna be like that movie with Turbo and Ozone when they was teaching the white girl how to do it. Oh, shit, gonna be like that, man. It ain't gonna be nobody really locking like that, dog. But it is what it is, though. It's what happens when you let people co-opt your culture. They gonna monetize off that shit.
All right, let's go back to the music. Hold up.
You ain't got nothing else?
Yeah. Motherfucking, two anniversaries popping up. But wait for stupid ass, I had to go through. My bad, hold up.
This song fire.
Guess who's the man this winter. Straight out the land of sinners. The Rangers tail with spinners. Check out the white units. Go with the damn winners. So you and your man's finished. You and your Rams finished. Turn off your lights weird. Pulling my torch down. Even when the force round, you let your wife roam. She went a divorce now. Your niggas ain't this gully. Play it at Pink's and Scully. You never take this from me. The riders ain't on the gangsters from me. You shouldn't be a problem. I ain't be a problem. See you later. I'll wrench your head. You be a robin.
I know you're tight. Popping all over the beat screaming.
You call it hype yourself up. I call it street dreaming. I do it for all the haters. The players ball with the gators. They looking forward to favors. Gossip is all they gave us. Niggas wasn't quiet. The wheels and the fishes. The priest and the even my mama knows. I got all kind of hoes. They wait outside the show. Stripped after the diner clothes. I'll get designer clothes without the Rana Rose. Take off my baby blue mate. The Carolina Bows. Come here. Take a look inside the entertainer's closet. I never trust a bitch. I'm in the rain about it. Niggas stay in pocket. I know you're mad at me, but shit ain't all peaches and cream. And I ain't Sarah Lee, bitch.
Hey yo, 20-year anniversary, Lloyd Banks, Hunger for More tour, and that shit is overseas. Yes, that shit is overseas though.
Yeah, that's what he big at, Paul.
Yeah, he overseas.
He's big overseas.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8 dates from London to London, Dublin, Gothenburg, yeah, all over.
Yeah, he's Germany, France, yeah. Amsterdam, all that. He gonna be all over there, bro. He fucked his career up fucking with them hoes, though, man.
Yeah, man, I don't believe that shit.
Fucking
crazy.
Big Mike had his album all in the hood. DJ Big Mike had his double album all up in the hood, you hear me? Fucked his run up big time.
And another one, hold up.
I think that's when 50 really stopped fucking with him around that time.
Yeah, like, come on, how can you be that fucking reckless, bro?
Yeah, man. And didn't pay the bros off to get the shit back.
Nah, she ain't had to pay the bros. Call him to give him the shit back. He just curved it.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, but still, it's like, yo.
Hold up.
What defines my name? What defines my name? NAS. What defines my name? NAS. What defines my name?
Name existed forever. Means victory, helper. Whole name means protector. Shortened it by 2 letters. Without the IR at the end. The reincarnated Gil Scott living in the bottle again. The World Cup in Moscow where the blondes attend. Fate pen when I speak is like a lottery win. Quote my total. Multi-mogul. So fly after walking any spot. Every box be soaking. From a time when weed was stronger. Today's streets are calmer. They used to kill for shade sneaks and bombers. My name existed forever. Before Christians came in America, even better. With click sounds in their mouths was language for humans. With stick figures and caves, my name's written fluent. Nasty like way before even Rome had a sewage. For 50,000 years ago, if I could choose its origin, since there's nothing to gain by assuming, I'ma say the definition of my name, the truest. I shot them like real bullets and prop guns. Creep with baddies and sequence dresses with ice drum. Fresh off the jet, you can see my vision where I've come. How much time y'all got? Yo, Prem, let's drop some. What the?
It's new Nas and DJ Premier. They dropped it on the 30th anniversary of Illmatic.
An album?
Huh?
An album?
Yeah, I think they got an album coming.
Oh, they just dropped that song.
Yeah, they dropped a single.
Okay. Yeah, man, it's never been a bad combination.
Yeah, Nas got a 30-year anniversary tour of Illmatic as well, and it's gonna be from
get this paper, man.
From October to November, and that shit is all overseas as well.
Yeah, man.
From the UK and EU, I don't know what EU is. Europe. My bad.
Yeah, the EU is everything outside of London and shit.
Okay, yeah, they start off in Helsinki and end in London.
Yeah, but they got all the with all the Euros and shit. The European Union is the UE.
Oh, okay.
So that's what, yeah, it's 30 years.
Because UK is by itself, but the European Union is like France and all them countries that's touching each other, pause. They don't got borders and shit. You could just drive through because of that agreement they got. Mm. But they all use Euro and shit.
Yeah, that's going to be dope.
Yo, but you hear about that Trevor Bauer shit? The baseball player?
What happened to him?
The bra who's a
kid. Oh, yeah, that was who, yeah,
was
yeah,
on
yeah,
that
yeah.
show.
He was on, she was on what show?
That Papa Balloon shit.
She was on the show?
Yeah, the black chick. She was on the show.
That was a black chick? I thought it was a white chick I was trying to frame.
Nah, it was another chick, though. The white chick. It was another chick. She ended up being on the show, bruh.
Mm.
And that Papa Balloon show about with the sassy dudes from the last couple, like yeah, maybe a couple episodes ago.
Yeah.
That same show with the black chick, the host.
Yeah.
This chick got arrested for fraud, man.
Mm.
This same black chick was like, she got accused like 10 brothers of SA.
Mm.
She was extorting motherfuckers. They picked her up.
Oh, that's foul.
Yeah, man. Trevor Bauer still suspended, even though both his cases have been, you know, seen as, you know, from the public eye. You can see they both fraud cases, but he's still suspended. It's fucked up, ain't it?
Yeah, that's fucked up.
The accusation is what got him suspended, even though he didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, it's always that. It's always the accusation, huh?
He ain't do anything wrong, bro. These girls tried to frame him and extort him, and he can't even do what he, you know, his livelihood. He, when he got suspended, he was like the top pitcher, man.
Yeah, he was up there.
Motherfucker was the young winner. The shit young.
Yeah, Cy Young.
Yeah, I said Cy Young winner. Yeah, man. That's fucked up, bro.
NBA YoungBoy got bagged. This shit is crazy. They say he faces 63 charges. I'm like, fucking drugs, man. These young niggas in fucking drugs, man. That shit is crazy, man.
Yeah, he was on a bracelet, though.
He's still on a bracelet. That nigga live in the middle of nowhere, bro. Like, this shit is crazy.
Facilitating, you know? Nigga using a mobile phone to facilitate conspiracies, man. He's a stupid motherfucker, man. This motherfucker's a millionaire doing dumb shit.
Identity fraud and all this shit. Oh, my God.
This is stupid, man.
Yeah, man. They gonna try to hang his ass.
All that money, he couldn't have nobody. He couldn't have a doctor just come to his house and give him the shit.
He just had somebody go just buy something, man. Like, come on, man. Niggas got all these fucking.
No, but the thing is, he can get this shit for real. You don't need the perks. You can get that shit from a real doctor. You don't need to be, you know, going to get. See, that's the thing. I don't know if they're addicted to them. Is it the real perks or the shit? Because the street perks ain't the real perks. Mm-hmm. That shit mixed with all kind of shit. You know, some of that shit may even have fit inside of it. You know, because they getting the pills and they stretching them and then they repilling them. You know? Mm-hmm. It's not really the real. The real stuff is from the doctor. But these niggas rather get the street drugs. That's what I'm saying. It's like they really on drugs. Like they so stupid, they don't even want to go to the doctor.
They
want to get a prescription for this shit. These niggas want it from the street. You know what I mean? Fucking Percocet.
Yeah, niggas is junkies, man.
Yo, the nigga Eric Sermon said some shit about Percocet. Like he said he was spending $3,000 or $8,000 a month on perks for 10 years straight.
Damn.
Yeah. High, getting high, man.
Yeah.
I'm good and all that shit.
Shit, man.
Shit
in a four corner room.
High off drugs.
Yo, Percocet, man. Yo, I remember one time I got hurt. They gave me, before it was Percocet, it was the other shit. It was
Oxy.
Nah, the other one. Viking it.
Mm.
It's a pain pillar, painkiller.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Yeah. I'm like, nah, I ain't taking these, dog. The doctor was like, I insist you take these. I said, all right, I took them. Got the script, and then I got the shit from Walgreens. I was just looking at the fucking container. This shit was filled to the brim, yo.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at this shit, shaking it, and I'm like, yo, I don't even want to sell these shits. I'm so scared. I just flushed them shits down the floor.
The whole script.
It was for dental. It was some dental shit.
Mm.
I'm like, nah, fuck that. I'm about to just rub this shit out like a G. You know what I'm saying? I poured them shits down the fucking toilet, bro.
Yeah.
Because I seen what that shit did to them people when I was in high school. Like, before them pills came to the hood, you know, back in the early 90s, the late 90s and early 2000s, them pills wasn't in the hood. That wasn't a hood thing to do.
No.
I went to school in the burbs, so I used to see them kids on that shit. They was on the Oxys and the Vicodin and the Adderall and all that shit, man. Mm. I was like, these motherfuckers is moving like... Homie from what is that movie, man, with Glenn Plummer.
Southie Lake Loco.
Them motherfuckers was moving like loco. They wasn't smoking sherm. They was on them pills.
Yeah.
And it was getting them out of their mom and dad prescription cabinet in the bathroom because, you know, they was getting prescribed that shit. Adderall, uppers and downers and all that bullshit, you know? I'm like, yo, nah, man. Now, 20 years later, in the hood, niggas talking about perks.
Yeah, for rec.
Like, heroin
addicts,
dog.
Yeah, that's that shit. Yo, niggas be licks, man. Like I said, motherfucking dust is a new YOLO, man. All you motherfuckers that smoke dust out there, you looking like straight licks, man.
They already smoking dust too now, still?
Yeah, niggas smoking dust. I said that shit the new YOLO, man. Niggas smoke dust, they be looking like fucking licks, yo. Like straight licks. I swear as a nigga, man. I swear I was on a bus going to Walmart. And this nigga on the bus home, you know how that shit smell, yo.
You already know.
So this nigga was on the bus home, came and sat right next to me. I'm like, dog, he would smell that shit. And the nigga got off at the job. The nigga worked at the same job I do, but a different shift. I'm like, oh, home wildin'.
Yo, I remember, if you remember now, dust was a thing that a chosen few did.
Yeah.
You had to be hardcore to smoke that shit, you know?
Man. Oh, no, these niggas be, no, niggas smoke that shit for right now, man.
Damn.
What's this? G-Dep says Diddy never visited him during his 13 years in prison. He also says he's more than willing to work on new music with the embattled hip-hop mogul. Man, G-Dep is over, man. It's over, man.
Yo, man, why do niggas be acting like a nigga gotta come see them when they did some shit that wasn't with the nigga? Like, yeah, nigga, you wasn't with Diddy when you caught that body, my
dog. Yeah, you wasn't with home when you caught the body, and you wasn't on the label when you turned yourself in. You was on some other shit. Like, this should be crazy, yo.
That's what I'm saying. Then, he wasn't your man, son. And then not even business partners.
And then not even that. Now you're trying to come out and make. Ain't nobody checking for G-Dub today, man. That shit is done, man.
Yo, that style of flow definitely won't work.
Man, that shit is done, man. Just start a podcast or something, man.
Man, I already was on Fish and Spaghetti. That shit ain't gonna work now.
Child to get anybody explains to me. Yeah, man. Nobody, you know, yeah, man. It's over for that, G that, man. Just
if not burn it.
Special delivery.
Yo,
his shit only worked for like 2 songs, man.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm saying, man. It's over, man. Just
and I'm not trying to disrespect him, man, because his flow on them 2 records was impeccable.
But it wasn't
something that could last the whole album, and it proved itself. It didn't work.
Yeah, as I'm saying, man, that shit over, man. There's no trying to go in the studio, nigga. For what?
You never know, man. He could have come up with something different, you know?
Yeah, man. Nobody
trying. But that for me, that was more like, yo, I'm trying to get some money type shit. I'll fuck with you, Diddy. I know niggas ain't fucking with you, Diddy. I'll fuck with you, Diddy.
Come on, man. Just knock it off, man. You first you said, oh, he ain't come see me while I was in jail for 30 years. Now you, like, come on.
I mean, it is what it is. He telling the truth, though.
Yeah, I mean, he telling the truth. But
now, was he implying like he was supposed to? Or he just said, nah, he didn't come. Did somebody ask him this? Or he just was like rampaging?
Matter of fact, I think it's a video. Hold up.
If somebody asked him that, then he answered the question correctly. Now, if he just rant, that's different. He got to relax.
What up?
That song, he got that song, Child Together. That's
yeah.
What you was spitting that verse.
But Kim, you know, Kim puts on that shit. That shit was hot. But yeah, Child Together, nobody explained it to me.
Yeah, it was special delivery.
The other
one. Special delivery. It was special delivery, and then it was another one. He had something else. Special delivery.
Oh, let's get it. Let's get it.
Let's get it. The other one. If not, burn it. That's what I told.
Yeah. Where the fuck is the fucking video clip at, man? Oh, I can't find this shit.
I think I've never seen him again after that, yo.
Yeah, so I don't, man. Nobody trying to hear that, man.
It had to be bad because he only got 1 album, and Puff usually keep niggas around for that hope of it coming out again. He said, 1 album, I gotta get this guy out of here. So it was really some major shit going on for him to be like, nah, fuck this guy, I'm out. Because shit, he's still holding on to Mace. Mace can't even, you know?
No, Mace be sure now, huh?
Yeah, but he's still under contract.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shit. He only let Sean go because he threw Sean under the bus, so he had to terminate that contract.
Oh, shit. Speaking of Sean, it was some shit that, it was Sean was talking about, like,
they saying Puff is really the shooter.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, damn, it was a clip of him talking about it. Damn, I didn't save it, though.
Yeah, old clip.
Right. Oh, it was an old clip.
Oh, you being G-Dub, oh, okay. How was that like for you, doing 13 years in prison? How was that experience like?
Not the new shot.
I mean, it teaches you a lot of things.
It's just stupid.
It's not burning.
Yeah, R.I.P. the Black Rob, man. But I want to backtrack to you getting signed a Bad Boy. How was that like when you first signed with Bad Boy? Like, how was that?
Oh, that shit is stupid, man. But I don't know. The dude probably asked him that.
Yeah, he had to ask him that. Ain't no way, because if he's in an interview, a motherfucker going to ask him. Now, I thought it was like a rant. Like, he was on live or some shit, just rant.
Oh, no.
Man,
no.
You know
what I'm saying? Yeah, it was sick old rants.
I already was on fish and spaghetti. Hell, come on, man. them two songs is in history.
Yeah,
you know?
They had the Harlem Shake with that shit. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Oh shit. This nigga Brian McKnight out here wilding again, man. Yeah, this nigga Brian McKnight says his estranged biological kids are a quote product of sin, end quote. Yeah, this nigga's a sicko, man. Yo.
Yeah,
I'm motherfucker. Yeah. It says Brian McKnight says he doesn't claim his estranged biological kids because they are the product of sin. During a recent Q&A session on Instagram, the Back at One singer responded to a fan who defended his decision to no longer claim his four oldest biological children, Brian Jr., Nico, Brianna, and Clyde, because some relatives...
He got his namesake. How you gonna not claim it?
Because some relatives can be, quote, pure evil, end quote. I want to big up my man right here. He gets it. In order to live the life that you love, you have to get rid of evil and negativity, even if that evil and negativity is related to you.
Yeah.
I'm saying though, but yeah, you just gonna disown your kids like that, man. That's insane, man.
I mean, we don't know what they did to them. They tried to get them killed or some shit, you know?
I don't know, man, but damn, man. This shit is crazy. Yeah, I ain't got nothing much to say about that, but that's wild.
He named the kids after him, though. That's the crazy part about it.
Yeah, you say they product of sin, bro. That's crazy. Yo. Nah,
that's the definition of if not burning. Now let's get it.
Yo, man, Primey Knight is a sick nigga, man.
Yeah, they must have really pissed him off for him to do that.
I don't know, man. You can't be nothing that serious and have some shit like that. Man. Be on some shit like that. I don't know, man. You're right. We don't know what happened, man. But damn, man. It's your kids, man. hold up. Yeah.
For him to say shit like that.
Man, it's called him a product of sin, yo. That's some wild shit, man. I ain't never heard no shit like that.
That's what I'm saying. You know, like, because, you know, it was a time when 50 was, son was with him everywhere. Now them two don't even talk.
Yeah. This is some wild shit. A lost girl approaches Law & Order star during TV shoot to ask for help. Now that's wild. Law & Order Special Victim Unit star Mariska Hargitay was mistaken for a real cop while filming an episode of the show in New York City. She has been playing Detective Olivia Benson on the show for the past 25 years, the longest run of any character on a primetime drama series. During a break in filming, a young girl wandered onto the set at a playground in Fort Tryon Park and walked right up to her, ignoring the film crew and her scene partner, Ice-T. The girl believed that she was an actual police officer and asked for help to help find her mother. I'm going to say that's just wild, Joe.
That shit ain't funny. That's actually a good thing, you know?
Yeah.
Little girl don't watch no Law & Order. She don't know.
Yeah, she just saw the badge. Level.
Yeah, she dressed like police.
According to TMZ, she did. Hargitay didn't miss a beat and immediately began to help the girl. Filming was held up for about 20 minutes as casting crew searched the part for the girl's mother, who was relieved when the two were reunited.
Yeah, man, shame on that mother losing the eyesight of your child,
bruh. Right next to a TV, like it's shooting a TV show right there. It's, you don't know who the fuck is out there.
You probably relieved that they did it, but you probably wasn't relieved. You know,
they
lose your daughter at a park.
Yeah, fucking park. Yeah, that's what I mean. All these people out here and shit.
That's what I'm saying. In New York City, you not keeping an eye on your kids? That's the definition of if not burn it. That's wild, bruh.
Jaleel White responds to Quiet on Set allegations. He said, "I was lucky when I was on Family Matters."
Yeah,
He said, he said he gave props for his mom. He gave props to his mom for a smooth career early on, acknowledging she wasn't perfect, but crediting her for shielding him from the industry pitfalls. He said, for one thing, she was a helicopter mom. She was all over my ass because the kids that are left alone are the ones that the predators tend to seek out.
Stop playing. Yeah. Like, what this you're talking about, leaving your kids unattended, the little girl in the park.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers gonna take advantage of an opportunity if you let it. It is what it is, though, man.
Yeah. I guess TMZ asked me, the fucking computer, so I gotta get a new laptop, but, yeah, I guess TMZ asked him a question about it, whatever. What's the last thing? Oh, Chingy. Yeah, I remember I seen a video of Chingy talking about some, what the fuck are you talking about? The third eye or some wild shit. He just sounded stupid as hell. But, anyway, he's talking about the shit that happened back in the day that ruined his career with the
that's some fucked up shit, man.
Yeah. And he was talking about that shit recently. And he said it hurt my career or whatever.
Yeah, man. Then the person who made the false accusation, nothing happens.
Yeah, nah.
He should have sued that person. That's what he should have did.
That's one thing I understand, neither. I thought, yeah, like, I would have sued the shit out of that motherfucker. For all home.
Yeah, even if they don't got nothing, if they ever acquire something and force the money, straight up. So what, man? You know, that's how they did OJ.
Yeah.
Made some money, they put their hands right in
this
pocket, man. Give me that.
Yeah, like, yo, that's crazy. Like, he beat the bodies but lost the civil suits.
That's what I'm saying, because it was more or less because they was mad that he beat the body.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why they always say you can sue anybody for anything. How was he liable if he didn't kill him?
Right.
He basically saying he wasn't even there. You know? But goddamn, but the funny thing is Bruce Jenner killed somebody and he got sued too, but he paid the money to hush it up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Talking about all that shit, talking about good riddance, man. Shut your bitch ass up, man.
I think that's more or less because OJ was piping his wife.
Yeah, you know that.
He probably was in the closet getting cucked, you know.
Hollywood niggas, man, it's a nasty world. What's that? Hold up. That shit. Ja Rule talking about he was 20 versus 1. Like, shut up, Ja Rule, man. Is that the last? Yeah, I think that was the last one. Oh, this is some more. CBS greenlights its first black daytime soap opera in 35 years, yo. That's crazy.
What did you say?
CBS greenlights its first black daytime soap opera in 35 years. Cause they had, I'm just saying, they had soap operas on it forever. I don't pay attention to that shit, but for 35 years, that's crazy.
Man, viewership went down, bro.
Yeah. The network announced that the new series will center around a wealthy black family in a posh gated community and was set to debut in January 2025. My bad, what's the name of this shit? The Gates. It's called The Gates.
Yeah. Who involved with it? Tyler Perry?
No, not on CBS. Speaking of Todd Nichols, they was calling 50 Cent the Mel Tyler Perry, yo. Yo, the fucking end of that, yo. The niggas is sick, man.
Yo, man, that's fucked up, man. They don't give that dude no type of manhood at all, yo.
No, man. I'm trying to see what the last black, what that shit say? I'm sorry. Black soap opera.
It's not 30. Now let's get it.
Yeah, I need to see what before the last one was. The Youngest. That's, come on. I put Black Soul Problem. The first one that popped up was the Young and the Restless show. That's crazy.
Young and the Restless was black people?
No, yo. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Yo. That shit is crazy. Oh, my bad. Last Black Soap Opera. The Last Black Soap Opera on CBS. Because that's 35 years is wild. They don't even show that shit. What was the last black soap opera? They don't even show. Just keep talking about, Passions.
I don't know,
bro. Is Passions black? I don't even think that shit was black. I don't know. I don't know the shit. But I just know the shit my grandmother used to watch, rest in peace. Other than that, I don't know nothing about none of that shit.
Man, I thought all the women from when we was growing up watched Young and the Restless.
Yeah, shit like that. Oh, Passion wasn't black. That was some other shit. I don't know what the fuck they were talking about. I don't know. Yeah, we showed it. Yeah, I think that was a lot of strength. Matter of fact, we were talking about it a couple episodes ago with the nigga from the Fresh and Fit. The black one from there, he had got the escort chick pregnant. Uh-huh. The dude from Fresh and Fit.
All right.
And he had got the chick. He got the escort chick pregnant, and he tried to deny the shit, and was denying her or whatever. And she posted the you know how bitches do. They went half on a bracelet. She posted a picture of her, him, and his mother, and they went to see his family in Barbados. So this nigga's a fucking clown. And you try to deny him when she got all that info on you. That's crazy. But
and that's the thing. He knew she had all that info.
That's what I mean. Yo, niggas be goofy, man. That's why them niggas is goofy, man. Fresh and Fit. Niggas frauds.
He took her to the family
in Barbados. He took her to the homeland. He ain't taking him to, the American family. He took him to the homeland, bro.
Yeah, he took her home.
Yeah, that's wifey. Yeah. Stupid. Yeah, I think that was the last.
If he was smart, he just would have. He should have sent the lawyers and make a negotiated deal. You can keep the child, but I'm only gonna pay a certain amount of money.
Oh, that nigga was
raise the kid. Period. Like, these motherfuckers be stupid.
Yeah, he was trying to deny the girl. Now that it's out there, that you know what I mean, you cuffed the escort, nigga. You know what time it was.
He's taking her home anyway. That's stupid.
Like, bro, you serving a Lucia. Why are you serving an escort Lucia? That's number one, man.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think she was an escort. That was his girl.
No, that's how he met her. I mean, that's how he met her. She was an escort.
Don't make it still not his girl.
Huh?
That still don't make it not his girl.
Oh, I'm not saying I wasn't his girl, but I'm saying that's how he met and he cuffed the escort.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's probably why he trying to front, because he like, damn.
Yeah, the shit got out there. He cuffed the escort.
Instead of just owning up like, man, yo, listen, man, like Drake did. Yeah, my girl porn star. Well, my baby mother porn star. Mm-hmm. You know? So what? Listen, my baby mother.
This nigga brought us to the family, man. Like, come on, fam. You brought us to the homeland, yo. That's wild, bro.
Yeah, that was his girl, man. You don't bring nobody around your family trying to stunt unless you're feeling some kind of way.
That's a sick-ass stunt, man. Just bringing bitches to, bringing bitches around family like that, man.
Yeah, that's nasty work, but that's that karma he done. He tried to front. Now he gonna end up having to pay more than what he could have paid a lot less. But it is what it is, though, man.
Yeah.
That's
man.
It, though.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, man. I'll let you, man. I gotta hit the bathroom.
All right, man. All right, peace. Bye.